Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two of Fantasy Sports Today. We head back to Houston. We discuss the World Series Game 7. It's also Waiver Wire Wednesday in fantasy football as Fantasy Sports Today. Hour two starts now.
Fantasy Sports Today.
The middle pass is caught by Owens. Owens made the catch.
Pass is caught. Diggs sideline touchdown. Unbelievable. Toss to White. He's in. Patriots win the Super Bowl.
And welcome back to the show, Craig and Joe with you here on a Wednesday, October 30th, 2019. November is almost here. The World Series finishes tonight. It's time to dive into some waiver wire in fantasy football. We got Sean Guastamacchia producing the show once again. Follow me on Twitter at Craig Mish. Follow Joe on Twitter at JoePizzaPia17. Ask any questions you want 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're here for you. Speaking of which, the waiver wire is today for a lot of people or tonight, and you have to make some decisions. As I look at the waiver wire, this is one of those weeks where I really don't have any interest in picking anyone up in my season-long leagues, but there are some potentially interesting names. I thought last week was a really easy one because Ty Johnson was right sitting in front of our face, but as the waiver wire usually is, Joe, the player sitting in front of your face is not always the player to pick up. And in this case, it turns out that indeed was the case going forward with the Detroit.
We did say it, though, and we also said if you miss him, if you don't go, just add Trey Carson and see what happens.
I don't know if he's the guy, honestly.
I don't know if he's the guy either, but I still think
there's someone out there, Joe, that ends up being the Lions running back.
Well, the trade deadline's come and gone, so now I'm skeptical of that.
It could be. You never know. Theo Riddick making a return. Okay, so Waiver Wire Wednesday. I'll do mine first. Why not? Jalen Samuels, is he healthy? I don't know, but this would seem to be the easiest one if he was, because Benny Snell looks questionable at best. I don't think James Conner's going to play. So Jalen Samuels, from a volume standpoint, should be the guy. He can catch balls more than this dude, Ty Johnson. So, I mean, I got him at the top, but I don't love it. Raheem Mostert, because Breida looks... look, they should sit Breida anyway. There's no reason to push this guy. They're going to need him for the playoffs, and Jeff Wilson is questionable. Mostert, when Mostert runs the ball, he's good. The problem is he doesn't play a lot, so I got him as number two, and I don't love that one either. Chris Conley, if you need a receiver for somebody on a bye week, this one is a little bit more intriguing to me, because of the fact that if Westbrook is out, and Conley does have a hard time hanging on to the ball from what I've noticed, he drops a lot of balls, at least one or two a game. But I'm going to put Conley in the mix here because aside from Chark, I think that he could help. Parson I have here, just because if he's sitting on the waiver wire, he did get more carries than Ty Johnson. I don't feel like Detroit is going to be running the ball much moving forward. And then I have Darius Geis, who could be returning for the Washington Redskins. I don't love this scenario either. I feel like it's an obvious one because he's coming back. But I put him, unfortunately, I'll tell you what, from a talent standpoint, Geis goes way ahead of Mark Walton on Miami. But from a reality standpoint, he is in a very similar offense, and I don't think he'll be given a strong chance to succeed. Geis reminds me of the kind of guy that if he has a great week 14 or week 15 and you can still make moves for your fantasy football playoffs and you see him do that, he could be like the Jamal Williams of last year, who a lot of people picked up. And unfortunately, I don't think you should be able to do this, but you could have picked him up and played him for the championship. And he was phenomenal on championship weekend and Jamal Williams when Aaron Jones was out. So that's what I got for my top five. Don't love the list, Joe, this week, to be honest with you. If I had a high waiver pick, I would wait. I wouldn't use it. And if I had any fab left, I may want to wait a couple more weeks. I'm not going out and grabbing anybody here.
No, I think that's a pretty good assessment. The only way reason Jalen Samuels was not the top of my list, and I agree with everything you've said, is because I don't see many leagues where he's not owned because a lot of people did pick him up and then he got hurt. So I feel like he's owned on a lot of rosters. But if for some reason he's not, or he got dropped because of a weird roster crunch somebody had, yes, Samuels would probably be the number one there, because especially from a full point PPR perspective, the guy can catch the football. So, I mean, if he catches 6-7 balls, you're already in a good spot.
Because the first two guys on your list, I felt the same way about. That's why I don't have them, because I feel
it's
like
funny. I guess it depends on perspective of the leagues you're in and what's available on waiver wires and who's held on too long to other guys and hasn't and who's cut bait.
Yeah.
Look, it's just the way the rosters shake out sometimes. But Darrell Henderson, I think, is a guy that was picked up in a lot of leagues and then dropped in a lot of leagues and people got frustrated. So he would be a number one for me this week. Damian Williams, another guy who I think a lot of people are frustrated with. I see a lot of people had dropped him a couple weeks and just kind of got fed up. But now with McCoy's situation in question, I don't know. I mean, you got Mahomes coming back sooner than later. Maybe.
I think there could be something to this one. Yeah.
I think Damian Williams might be a guy you pay attention to.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, you might also even consider making a deal for him. So if he's out there, you could probably get him for a song, trade somebody something that they could play this week that helps them that you don't need, and see what happens and speculate. And I've been the number one negative guy on Damian Williams all summer, all fall. And now I'm saying, what does it cost you to find out?
Yeah, just a pickup. Yeah.
Well, because I think that's good fantasy. And so far, I've been right. So far, I think good fantasy doesn't mean that you continue to bang the drum one way. You have to understand
it's the stock market.
Exactly. Stock market. You got to know when to buy
Damian
in on a
Williams
player.
Was a complete bust in fantasy.
Right. He was a terrible ADP.
But
a terrible investment. But now.
I think people still own him because I think that the drafter is still holding out hope. But my guess is if you looked at percentages owned, he's above 50.
Right.
But it's a fair point. At this point, what is the cost per acquisition, the CPA on this? It's a cent.
Right. Now it's dirt cheap. You buy in and see what happens. See if he has a run like he did the second half of last year, where they go back to doing some of the things that they did with him at the end of 2018, which were very fruitful. Let's be honest.
Yeah. I agree with you on that.
Darren Fells, the tight end. I think you have to add him if he's out there.
I think I said this to somebody a few weeks ago and they laughed at me. I forget.
I did.
Was it you?
It might have been me.
No, I don't think it was you. I don't think it was you.
I don't think I laughed at you. I think I was kind of afraid that it was.
No, I don't think it was you, though. I think it was somebody else.
All right. Well, good. Hopefully, nice to see me for a change.
No, but
you got to pick him up.
He's a big part of their offense.
Right now, I think the Texans are going to be a lot of dogfights. They're going to have to score a ton of points because you lose J.J. Watt, you lose a couple of people in the secondary. All of a sudden, games that you thought you had in the bag, you're going to have to go out there and score some more points. And I think whenever you have to do that, guys like Fells become more interesting because we're talking about red zone targets and things like that. And I think if that's the things you're going to consider, then Fells has to be on your radar, because when you're looking at the bottom end of this position, the guys like Witten, the guys like Jimmy Graham, I think Fells has more touchdown upside than both those guys. And that's all you need. So I think you take that to the bank. Darius Geis is number four for me. Everything you said about Geis, I don't want to retread because I agree with all of that. The only caveat I'll throw in there is that Callahan does want to run the football more, and Adrian Peterson is not the guy to do it. So maybe also from an organizational standpoint, the organization says to Callahan, look, we've made an investment in this guy. It's been a couple of years now. He's barely seen the field. You need to play this guy. We need to evaluate him as much as possible before we go into this next year, next season draft, to figure out where we're going, if anywhere, with this kid. So that's the one caveat where I do think Geis is worth an add. And why not add him earlier as opposed to waiting and seeing what he is? Deshaun Jackson probably got dropped in a lot of leagues. I'd add him. He's that one piece of that Eagles offense that I really think they could use, a guy who stretches the field. They don't have that guy. They didn't acquire one, so it's going to be Deshaun Jackson. I know Craig hates this, but I think it has merit. Darius Slayton, in your deeper leagues, look, I know he catches touchdowns, a little touchdown dependent. So what? He's catching touchdowns. Who cares? And he's shown that Daniel Jones has a lot of confidence in him. So why don't you add him? And the last one is now Finley. I had to add him.
I don't know why you have him on there.
Well, in the super flexes formats, with the way we have bye weeks coming, week 10, everybody's on a bye. I don't know if you've seen how many teams have bye
weeks. It's the weirdest. Yeah, I think week 10, I may take the week off. Like
here's
No, I'm serious. I'm looking at week 10 as the week that I travel or go to Vegas or something. I may. I don't. That's
Craig Mitch live from Vegas. From the Penn. But I'll say this about Finley. See the sentiment, Craig Kent? Ugh. You pick him up because next week there's going to be a lot of teams going, oh, crap, there's no quarterbacks out here for me to play. Everybody's off this week. He has at least trade value.
That's fair.
Pick him up. In Superflex, I'm being specific. Pick him up. Pick him up now for nothing on the bye because you can. Always pick up the guys for cheap and then see what happens next week. Who knows who else gets hurt this week.
It's the same concept for Tannehill, and that would have worked out.
So. It did work out, and I own Tannehill everywhere, too. So
of course you do. Of course you do. All right, let's take a quick time out here on Fantasy Sports Today. When we come back, we touched on some key numbers yesterday for some fantasy players. We're going to continue that conversation next. You're listening to FST. Craig and Joe, be right back.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Fantasy Sports Today.
And I like football. And I'm going to keep doing them both because they make me feel good.
And welcome back. It is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish and Joe Pizzapia. We got some buy low, sell high candidates coming up in our next segment, so stay tuned for that. But first, if you missed yesterday's show, by the way, you can listen to us on demand. Very easy to do. Just download our app, the FNTSY app. Also, audioboom.com houses all of our audio. If you're not into the app thing by now, I don't know why you wouldn't be, but you should be. And you can just download any of our apps. But thanks to audioboom.com, you can listen to us on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Stitcher is also a great podcast app as well. So on demand 24/7, iTunes, Android. Subscribe to the show. Hit that like button. It'll go right to you every single day. And if you wouldn't mind, give us 5 stars as well. So, Joe, we'll continue our conversation yesterday. And I know that you compiled some numbers and threw out some interesting questions to me as far as players reaching some, not key milestones, but at least fantasy milestones. So let's continue that conversation now.
Yes, a little Schoolhouse Rock Extrapolation Nation, where we take some stats and some pace that some guys are on and see if they can hit some of these big time totals, which
we would have put together an open for this had I known that
Extrapolation Nation. Yeah, I know. Well, I love school.
Well, listen, we have it. You know, we have an open for Trust or Bust. And I don't know if you've paid attention to it, but at the end of the Trust or Bust audio, you know, Chris Bavona, who put these together, put together adult video music during the Trust or Bust.
Well,
I requested a change. And then Sean made that change to the audio. And then on Friday, he brought back the adult video music. So, Sean, please, let's go back to the rock and roll or just something. It's basically fantasy football, trust or bust. And
yeah, it's not trust or bust a nut. It's just trust or bust. Like, let's be honest.
Here. Easy there. And then the audio is like, it's like in an elevator, a naked elevator.
Bavona got me the other day on the Sunday because, you know, usually he hits me with like the rock or like the old school hip hop stuff like that. He knows right. By vibes. but I'm doing the TV and all of a sudden in my ears, I hear like some kind of weird country Western music. And I'm thinking, what, where are we right now? I was going, we'll be right back with the honky tonk. And I got all your Roto experts in the morning going to talk all kinds of stuff, the football.
South Florida, Western Florida man.
Segment. That's right. Well, Hick voice travels everywhere. I think it was David Cross who does that. He's like, Hick voice is Hick voice. Doesn't matter if you're in central Pennsylvania. Doesn't matter if you're in Florida. Doesn't matter if you're in Georgia. Yeah, doesn't matter.
Fair point.
Wherever you are, Hick voice is Hick voice. It's the same thing. All right. Okay. So Extrapolation Nation, Schoolhouse Rock. Let's do it. All right. So the number is 1,600 yards receiving. So far, there's two guys I think have a shot legitimately if you want to extrapolate out. The first one, Michael Thomas. 875 yards. Is he a lock for this, basically, now that he's got Breeze back?
Michael Thomas could get 2,000 yards.
My God.
Yeah, he could.
You're right. He could.
He is the
number one
receiver in the NFL. He is the best fantasy receiver in the
NFL. Another nice guy, too. I actually got to interview him. Nice guy. Good. I've had him on the show. Yeah. Very good. Very good dude.
So he is heavily targeted in every game. When they're up, they still throw to him. When they're down, they still throw to him. With Bridgewater, they still throw to him. 2,000 is a lot, but I'm going above your number, no doubt about that.
I'm thinking 16 is one of those things where you look, like I said, just extrapolating.
Yeah, 16 would be incredible. Those games he had great games with Bridgewater were 8 catches, 90 yards, and 2 touchdowns, or 10 catches, 70 yards, and a touchdown. Now, all of a sudden, he's going to get to stretch the field again a little bit. And next year in fantasy, provided that this continues, he's number five overall. Yeah, I was going to say he's a top 5 pick in fantasy football.
Maybe 6 if you want to make an argument another way. All right, Cooper Kupp is at 792, and that's top including a couple down games. So
yeah, 1,600. But that also includes a couple of huge games, too. I'm going to go under this. Cooks' health is somewhat of a key I don't know.
He's out. Cooks is out for an extended period. He's seeing a concussion specialist, so you're not going to be him on the field
this week, Joe. No, he could play.
I don't care. You know, concussion. Let's learn our lesson from some of these things. When these guys have multiples, we know it's real tough for them to get cleared. And then if they do play again, that's that one moment where, I mean, look at Jordan Reed. I mean, just this is what happens. This is where we're at right now.
How many has Cook had?
Cooks is the first big one he had was with the Patriots a couple years ago. I want to say he's up to at least 3. So. Yeah.
I'm still going to go under. Reynolds will step in, I think, and take some of the targets away.
Everybody loves the Reynolds. I was talking with Mike Dempsey and Bob Harris last night. They love the Reynolds too. I was like, I can't get there.
Cup, I'm going 1,500 yards.
All right. Let's do 1,400 yards receiving. Julio Jones is at 710. Can he get there?
Yes.
All right. Stephon Diggs. Look, he's at
Diggs,
706.
I'm going no. Yeah, Diggs, I'll go no.
Once but look Thielen at the fact. Look back. How difference a month makes, right? If I told you in September.
No Thielen.
If I said to you on Halloween a couple weeks ago, if I said, hey, by Halloween, Stephon Diggs is going to have 700 yards. He went the Thielen there. He had a couple
games. I tried to trade him for Devonta Freeman, and the owner came back and said, Diggs sucks. I mean, am I not like happy with that? I mean, I thought Diggs was done. By the way, Diggs keeps dropping the ball and fumbling still. But yeah,
as long as he keeps catching it and running,
undeniable.
As
I'll take everything you're doing at this point.
All right, Chris Godwin's at 705. Can he get to 1,400?
That is a tough one. That is a tough one, too.
I say, no.
Yeah, he and Evans keep alternating games, right?
I say no to all three of these. I think all three of these guys go under 1 point.
Julio, come on.
I do.
Oh, Julio's going over that. The rest of the other two, I think you're right. But no, Julio will probably have a better second half than he did in the first half. Julio had a great first game and then nothing for like 6 weeks.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. The number is 10 receiving touchdowns. What? So far, I'm going to give you these. Let's see. 5 guys. All 5 of these guys already have 6. So they only need 4 more rest of the season to get to 10.
Okay.
The names are you're just doing one at a time. Mike Evans at 6. Will he get 10?
He and Godwin will both go over that number. Yes.
Okay. Godwin's the other one with 6. Adam Thielen has 6. Will he get to 10? I say yes. Only 4 more. He's got all these weeks left. Come on.
Tough. All right.
DJ Shark has 6. Can he get to 10?
I will say yes.
I think so too. I think he can get there. Kenny Galladay, I think he gets to 10.
I can't do that. No, I can't do that. I'll go under 10.
See, I will go with Galladay gets him in bunches. He's one of these guys will get 2 at once and then you won't hear from him for 2 weeks and then 2 again. So I think he's only got to do that 2 more times to get to 10. That's not a lot.
Is Marvin Jones in this conversation?
Oh, Marvin Jones.
What do you mean? He had 4 in 1 game.
Exactly. But that doesn't count.
It counted for people who played.
He might not have 4 the whole rest of the year.
He may not have 1.
Exactly. That's why he's not in this conversation.
But he still could put it at 10 because he could have six the next game.
I took the guys and had six, and I thought we'd get there. I was trying to be very careful about the six guys that I picked. All right. These guys have five. Will they get to 10? Number one is Amari Cooper.
100%. My favorite one of all these. Yes.
Okay. Cooper Kupp is at 5. Will he get to 10?
No.
Austin Hooper is at 5. Will he get to 10?
Wow. Tough one there. Tough.
I say no to
him a lot.
I say no to Hooper, no to Cooper, but yes to Cooper Kupp. That's what I say.
Hooper, Cooper, and Cooper? And Kupp?
Hooper, Cooper, and Kupp.
You guys all have the same name.
There's so many of the Hooper and the Cooper and the Kupp.
This is like
Nintendo. You put the Hooper and the Kupp, and then you get the Cooper with it.
The Cooper.
Yeah, then the chopper.
Garrett Cooper? I will go. We should call Garrett Cooper. Ask him.
Yeah, he's not doing anything. Let's give him a call.
Come on the show anytime. I will say under on Cooper or Hooper. Oh, God. Why'd you do this? Did you do this on purpose?
No,
Cooper,
but I
Kupp Hooper. Like seriously, like this is well, like, I wrote Cooper. I'm glad you're doing this, not me.
Comma, and I just for everybody who realizes why Craig is struggling to this is one of those
Cooper,
like
Kupp, Hooper.
This is one of those dementia tests. I put this in there now after hour. One, I want to just make sure you're okay. So far, you passed it, but now you're struggling a little bit. So just for everybody out there who's listening and wondering what the hell are they talking about, I put in the sheet Cooper for Amari Cooper, comma, then Kupp, which is confusing because Cooper Kupp is his name, but it's not. They're two separate guys here. And then the last one was Hooper. So Craig's having a hard time here.
Exactly. And listen, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Mike Smith, he does not get the ball enough to Hooper. That goes back to
well done.
Mike Smith needs to get the ball more to him. Yeah.
Wait. You got to embrace the bit. You have to embrace it. All right. Here's one more for you before the break. Right. 20 sacks. Shaquille Barrett and Miles Garrett. Well, he doesn't have 10.
What does Nick Bosa have?
I don't know, but he doesn't have 10. These are the guys that lead.
Nick Bosa ends up with the most. Shaq Barrett will have over 10, 20, and Miles Garrett will not.
I got to see how many now Nick Bosa has. He has 7.
How do you not put him on here?
He has 7.
Dude, this guy is talking about 3 weeks. Like now he's on this run. He is good. Nick Bosa is going to lead the NFL in sacks.
We're in week 9.
Where's that bet?
He's got 7. He's already had it. If you want to put Bosa on the list, that's fine. You think he gets to 20?
Yes.
I say no. I say Miles Garrett.
It's unstoppable.
He gets to 20, and I think Barrett will get. He's unstoppable. He's only got 7.
This guy's going to put a finger on Kyler Murray, and he's going down.
Well, isn't Kyler Murray super fast?
Don't matter. It's going to be
Bruce
very
have a lot of schemes to pick up.
Bruce Arians better start preparing for this right now. Steve Wilkes, his offense, he's got to get it going. All right, coming up next, buy low, sell high. Don't go away.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taron Killam, and Carrie Brownstein Epstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
With NBA season underway, you can dunk on your NBA DFS competition using DailyRoto.com. Compete with the pros on FanDuel and DraftKings with the DailyRoto.com optimizer and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS. Plus, you'll get special lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with the promo code DUNK. Don't use us. We tell you Trae Young is great and he gets hurt. Use DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more. That's DailyRoto.com/DUNK to get 10% off now. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. By the way, you could have gotten before the season, and this is one I got down on. And I know that this may be, how do I say it? This may be foreign to you, Joe, on this one, because I know that you and I are both not NBA experts, but because I live in South Florida, the Heat is obviously the primary team that I'm familiar with here. I can't get away from it. So it's like in my face, you know, like right. I know what's going on.
If I
lived in Milwaukee, I would know everything about the Bucks. I can't tell you a thing except for Giannis is great and their favorite to win.
I love Giannis. You know? Big
right.
fan.
But the Heat drafted a kid in the first round, I think.
Jason? Maybe. No, sorry.
Okay. So this is why, Joe, you're supposed to be quiet. they drafted a kid. His name is Tyler Hero. And he was 40-1 to win the Rookie of the Year. It went down to about 25-1. And at least the people here. Now, I got to parse through the homerism and what's realistic, but I did take a look online and thought, okay, well, look, if all these guys are saying it, let me look. And then some of the national guys were saying it, too, because the Heat didn't really have a secondary option offensively outside of the guy who they got in the offseason, who everybody knows, of course, that's Jimmy Butler. And last night, Tyler Hero had 29 points coming off the bench for the Heat. And so that's still a bet right now that you can get down on to win the NBA Rookie of the Year. It's I don't even know if it's 15-1 anymore, but this guy is going to finish in the top two or three. So my advice would be for those of you who can get on that, you may want to at least touch on that bet. I'm not saying to throw $500 on it, but maybe a $50 or $100 bet. I mean, there's a huge payout there at the end of the year.
What was Zion, like 3-1, 2-1?
No, because he got hurt.
No, but I mean before he got hurt.
Yes, before he got hurt, he was 2-1. Yeah, then he got hurt.
You think people will buy back
another,
in that?
There's
now
another guy, and I sound like a total idiot here, but there's another guy who opened up the season, Weatherspoon or something like that. We had 30 points in the first night or something like that, and his odds went way up right immediately. And I apologize for not knowing this in advance, but you can still get great odds on this kid. And the Heat doesn't have a second guy; they don't have a second scorer. So if this kid averages 18 points a game, he's winning Rookie of the Year. Like, that's happening. And he's already off to a great start. So just something to keep an eye on. And
would this be Nick Weatherspoon?
Is that right?
I'm just throwing it out there.
I mean, listen, you'd have to check for me. You'd have to check on that one for me. But an NBA rookie had a huge first night. I think it was up there, and historically speaking, with the best player in the history of the NBA.
Sorry, I'm trying to Google Weatherspoon.
Oh, no, I could be wrong with the name. See, now you're going to make me do it.
I'm not trying. I'm trying to help people so they can go to the thing. I thought you had at least the last name. So I was Googling. Of course, Clarence Weatherspoon comes up when you put NBA.
It's not
Clarence Weatherspoon. So I didn't want to make another bad Jason Kidd joke. I didn't want to make a second dad joke because I got yelled at. So
okay. So now we'll pull it up here. All right. So NBA rookies in the first week who did what? Morant on Memphis. That was not it. RJ Barrett from the Knicks didn't do much. DeAndre Hunter was fair. Let's see.
Quindari Weatherspoon.
Kobe White on the Bulls. Oh my gosh. Reddish on Atlanta. PJ Washington on Charlotte.
Okay. Not Weatherspoon at all. Washington.
Not at all.
Okay.
PJ Washington, 27 points, 7 3-pointers against the Bulls. But, and his odds went like, wow, like moved in one way. And then he like just completely fell off in the second game. So it may have just been a first game thing. Again, Tyler Hero on Miami, that you could still get the odds there. And there are still some people, though, that feel that, look, Williamson comes back.
Well, that was my question. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
The time to buy in on that now that he's injured?
No, because you're not getting any benefit to the odds. No. Yeah. Oh. He's still a favorite.
He's still 3-1 or is it gotten to like 7-1 or something?
No, not that high. Mm-mm.
Okay.
So like 3-1. So again, just my 2 cents there, which is all you should put on this 2 cents. All right. Buy low, sell high in fantasy, Joe. Yesterday, we talked about Odell Beckham.
Yes. You kind of touched on it. And I said, we'll talk more.
I like your theory with the Browns. I do think that we're going to see a similar second half to what we saw last year. I'm just not sure about buying Beckham. I don't know about that, but that's one of your
everybody wants to sell him. So in terms of having it out there, and look, the general one right now is just the Cleveland Browns, because right now, I mean, it doesn't get any lower. I see people talking about dropping Baker Mayfield. They've just had it. And if you think about who they've played so far, you know, they've had, they played the Rams, they played the Ravens, they played the 49ers, they played the Seahawks, they played the Patriots. And I think we can all agree those are some pretty good football teams, right? I think we can all agree on that for the most part. Right. Mm-hmm. So going forward, they're going to play the Broncos now without Joe Flacco at quarterback. They're going to play the Bills, good defensive team, then Steelers, Dolphins, Steelers, Bengals, Cardinals, Ravens, Bengals. Okay, week 17, you kind of maybe throw that
one out. And also, Joe, with all due respect, those first two matchups are not good at all.
The Bills one is a little tough, but the Bills one is in Cleveland. So
but the Bills don't give up like a lot of. I mean, they did last week.
They did last week.
7 weeks in, they've been one of the best defenses in the NFL. We talked about this with the Broncos. All they do is run the ball.
What I'm saying is the schedule gets better. The price is bargain basement. So buying in on the Browns right now just makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense, especially considering last year they were a second half team then too. So, they were. You know, and I know in sports, sometimes stupid things happen. Like why are certain players second half players? I don't know.
Look, this is the reason why they added Beckham, of course. Right. But the reason why everyone was so high on Cleveland is because Baker came in when was it Tyrod Taylor got hurt?
Tyrod Taylor, yeah.
And was fantastic in the second half. And they put them on Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football and Sunday Night Football.
He's fun to watch. Great. Right.
Right. And so, you know, not a bad take there. I just think
it's gonna
if you're
going
to do that, I would wait another week or two. I just I love the matchups.
I will. And especially you don't know when the trade deadline is in your league. So chances are this is your window too. So in all fairness, there's a good chance that like you're not going to be able to buy much after this. So for me, it's another segment possibly going away. We're going to really have to work hard these next couple weeks. But I think Odell, Landry, Baker Mayfield, you're not going to be able to buy on Chubb, so forget that. The Jets are another team I'm buying. Bargain basement right now. Does not get any lower. Another team. Great schedule coming up there. This was one of the last kind of tough weeks ahead of them. After that, it's another clear sailing. They get Miami twice. They get a lot of opportunities here. So it's more about Robbie Anderson. It's more about Crowder, and it's more about Bell than it is for me for Darnold. But you could throw him on that list. Tyrell Williams is an intriguing buy low, too. This is a guy, when he's on the field, in all five games he's been on the field, Craig, I don't know if you know this, he has a touchdown in all five games.
Yeah, he broke a record for the Raiders. Yeah.
That. So, to me, he's a guy that you could probably peel away. People are frustrated with. If you give him a good offer, you might be able to get him. And we talked earlier about the Raiders being a team that might be better than people realize. DK Metcalf and Mike Williams are the last 4-5. The Chargers just made a change at offensive coordinator. Wisenhunt is out. So we'll see if that has anything to do with any improvement here on the line play or anything else. But DK Metcalf and Mike Williams, when you talk about the number, you know, the top 10 guys in terms of end zone target leaders, you got, he's at 7 for Mike Williams, and DK Metcalf is leading everybody with 13. So just for the opportunity alone, these are good buy lows because they're getting opportunities to score touchdowns. And as we get here deeper into the season, maybe DK Metcalf gets better, makes some more improvements, and maybe also Mike Williams is healthier. And this was a guy who caught 10 touchdowns last year. So I think in terms of buying low, these are guys at good prices. And in terms of red zone targeting, these are dudes you want because they're getting those looks in the end zone.
Yeah, so, I agree with the first four. I'm still not in on Mike Williams.
I know you're not.
Okay, but the first four I am. The one that I want to add to this, it's not a buy low, but I do want to, in dynasty leagues and even in season-long leagues, especially with a new quarterback coming in too, this guy, Alex Erickson on Cincinnati.
Back-to-back good games.
He is seeing a ton of targets. And the reason why is because the Bengals offensive line is so bad. They like have these two-step drops where Dalton's just leaning back and throwing it right over the middle to Erickson. Tate is okay. Boyd is, I don't know. Boyd seems to be slipping back a little bit. I don't think he's going to end up being as good as I thought he would be at the beginning of the season. Erickson, I think not only this year, but moving forward, has a chance to be Edelman, like has a chance to be Welker, has a chance to be better than Beasley in Buffalo. And I keep using white guys. I probably shouldn't do that. But either way, like he's getting a ton of looks and targets, and he's got some speed too. I've watched him the last couple of weeks. I got to add him. He's not really a buy low, but he should be owned in every fantasy league.
He was picked up a lot after that one.
Yeah, I would think so. But he's somebody that I would even try and make a deal for and add it to my third wide receiver. He is just racking up those PPR points.
And so, you still feel good about him with a changing quarterback?
I like it even more. Yeah, because a lot of throws over the middle, they do not have a good tight end. Eifert's done. He doesn't have anything left in the tank. He just catches one ball a week. I think Erickson is kind of like that pseudo tight end in a smaller frame.
Would you rather have Erickson rest of the season or Larry Fitzgerald?
Probably Erickson. I mean, Fitz is trending down, way down.
Well, he's one of my sell highs, and these are guys that I think you can sell
high.
Hold on. Sell high based on overall numbers. You can sell guys. Sometimes you say, hey, look at what he's done so far this year. He's got 400 yards and this many catches and all this stuff. And sometimes people aren't smart enough, let's be honest, and even casual leagues, to dig a little deeper because they don't own that player. And realize that the game log isn't representative of the season total.
Maybe,
and I think that's something you keep in mind.
Man. It's been quiet.
You can do this. Broncos, number one. Those are pieces to sell off right now because the quarterback position is going to be in flux. Portland Sutton, forget Deshaun Hamilton's value now. That goes out the window. And even Lindsay and Freeman, I'm a little concerned here with all those guys. So that's a bad spot. John Brown, another guy who I look at, and I look at the overall totals are good. Some of the game logs, again, in bunches, I don't love it. Josh Allen, I still think, has a long way to go as a passer. Larry Fitzgerald, another guy. You look at the total for the year so far, totals look okay. They look like a decent season. You extrapolate them out. Hey, it's an okay season for Larry Fitzgerald. But the trend is not great. Christian Kirk being healthy again. A lot of things in here not going well. Evan Ingram plays for a big-time team with the Giants in terms of
media publicity. He still scores a lot. I don't know.
He still scores, but I wonder how much I think you can get a lot for him because it doesn't seem like him and Daniel Jones are as connected as Eli Manning was. It seems like he's more apt to go with Tate and Slayton and some of these other guys. So if and when Shepard comes back too, that could be a hit to his value. And the last one for me is Tyler Boyd. Part of it because of Erickson. Part of it also is if and when AJ Green comes back. I don't know how this is all going to shake out with everybody and the change at quarterback. I'm not sure right now. Tyler Boyd is a guy that you want going forward.
Okay, yeah, I'm been a little disappointed with Boyd, and I've watched him carefully because he was on my guillotine league. Now I don't have to watch him anymore. All right, coming up next, more fantasy discussion, opt-outs potentially in baseball. Halloween's coming up as well. We'll have some fun next. Don't go away.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
And welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Joe Pisapia. I have a dinner tonight with a friend of mine, and last week we scheduled it, and part of it was, what do we do if it's Game 7 of the World Series? And this was when, after Washington won the first two games of the series. And I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like there's going to be a Game 7. But if it is, we'll tackle it. So here we are, trying to adjust what we do tonight, making sure that we're able to watch it. Now, the old folks will not be out past 10 o'clock. But either way, it's watching the first five or six innings of this game tonight. And here's what I would ask. Do you, there's another play I want to ask about too, but do you think that we have seen the last pitch thrown by Steven Strasburg on the Washington Nationals? He can opt out of his deal. Now, remember, all of these opt-outs, Joe, do also include the qualifying offer. So teams can throw the qualifying offer on Strasburg, which means they would lose a first-round pick. And you have seen what has happened in Major League Baseball with this. It's an absolute nightmare. The way that an agent explained this to me is that when you take a first-round pick away from a Major League team, you don't know that it's going to be Mike Trout. But the value of that first round pick is so far understated. I mean, Joe, it's a Bregman. It's an Acuna. It's right. A $200 million player. I mean, there's a chance of that. And so look at the
for a lot less than $200 million for those years.
For
good.
5 years, yeah. Joe. Mm-hmm. So the finances of baseball is a huge factor here. You're giving up the 15th overall pick in the draft. That could be Chris Bryant. I mean, it could be a guy that you have on your team for 5 years you don't have to pay, and you're saving hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, that being said, Strasburg would be the alternative to Gerrit Cole, clearly, if you don't get Gerrit Cole. Do you think Boris opts him out, Joe? Do you think that he goes back on the market, and do you think he gets a better deal than he has with Washington? He could still make another, you know, almost $20 million the next 3 years.
There's Gerrit Cole, there's Zach Wheeler, and that's it, pretty much, this free agent pitcher market, in terms of guys that you think can make an impact.
There's nothing.
And Wheeler is not in the class of Gerrit Cole.
No,
I think we can all agree on
close.
That.
Not even
so
close.
If you're Boris, you absolutely do it, because there's teams out there looking. And if I'm Steven Strasburg, I absolutely do it, because this is the pinnacle of Steven Strasburg. He had a great regular season. What was the number of starts he had? I don't remember off the top of my head. It was 30, was it not?
I think he got. I don't even have to look. It's got to be.
Right. 30. But I mean, he only had 1 year where he threw 200 innings before this. So you got to realize that it does not get any better for your value if you're Steven Strasburg and Scott Boras. And you add in the really good postseason on top of it, you absolutely do it. And the
5-0
Nationals.
In the postseason.
Yeah. The Nationals probably have no choice but to figure out a way to lock him up for a longer period of time.
Well, they can't do him in Rendon. You know that.
Well, but that's the thing. I think they're right
no,
now.
That's not happening. It's definitely
no,
not happening.
It's not. But you also got Scherzer's probably getting towards the end here. So they're in a pickle here. This is a bad spot for the Nationals. If you lose Strasburg, what's your rotation next year? It's just Corbin and it's Scherzer.
Well, that's pretty strong, though. 1-2.
It's pretty strong.
I mean, who has those three guys?
You have to have somebody. Well, who's the third?
I don't know.
Not Anibal Sanchez. You can't count on him. I mean, he's been very good. He was good in the second half of last year, but I don't think you want to count on him.
They probably don't.
They don't have a pipeline guy that looks like he's going to be a guy right away. They don't have that next guy, even a middling, like a guy we say, okay, this guy's going
to
be a middle.
I'd have to dive a little bit. I think isn't Eric Fetty still on there? Yeah, I think Fetty. They still have. They'll look again. How many teams have three great pitchers, let alone two? You're right.
I would rather side Rendon if I was them.
What's going to happen. They're not going to get both. That's 500.
No, but if I had to make the choice, I'd make the choice for Rendon. And I'll tell you what, if you're the Nationals, you have to realize you've had so much time, energy, and money put into Strasburg over the years. that maybe, you know, you know what? Hey, we finally got the best year we possibly could out of him. What's the next five going to look like?
If the very risky, man. You don't.
Well, the first 10 have been littered with injuries. You got to let him walk.
Right. But 5 year, I mean, Strasburg, would he get another 36 years old? Would he get another 5 years?
I think he gets four and an option. I'd be hard pressed for that. Somebody in the day and age we're at with pitching to take a shot, especially after the postseason he's had. It's hard not to. And you know what? If you're the Nationals, you pivot and you go give Zach Wheeler a couple years and you go to that kind of guy and hope that you can get something like that. Or, you know, they have a very good system. They are a team that from a position player standpoint, maybe you do flip some of the guys you have in there, especially the infield is pretty deep there. If you're going to sign Rendon, you flip some of the other kids you have in the infield prospect pipeline and you fill the starting pitcher situation that way. But
they have a great kid coming up named Luis Garcia, who is going to end up being a star like Robles. Maybe not. That's hard to say, Robles and Soto, but he is a star. They also have
Carter Kieboom in there too.
But he struggled though in his
he did. But we've seen a lot of guys come up that first time and struggle a little bit.
But they do. They have a deeper position pool than they do pitcher. But we'll see there.
Well, Victor Robles would bring you back a lot.
Yeah,
he's a nice player.
I don't think they're trading him. JD Martinez also has an opt out. Also a Boris client. Also a guy that the QO, the qualifying offer would go on him. Fortunately, I have a chance to see him a lot in the offseason. As he takes batting practice and works out at my kid's school too. I see him a lot once December and January comes. So I usually have a pretty good bead as to what his plans are, but this is a really interesting one too, because you could make the case, Joe, that he has lived up to every expectation and every dollar that he's been paid by the Boston Red Sox, but other teams may view him as a potential designated hitter only. Because he's not a fantastic defender, to say the least, but he can mash. He also kind of serves as a second hitting coach for a major league team. He's in there looking at film and video. He's really helpful with that. But he would be taking a big risk because he's another guy that has another $20, $30 million to be paid. Does a team give him another $100 million if he opts out and lose a first-round pick? I mean, I'm leaning toward thinking that JD's going to stay with Boston.
I think he opts out, too. I think everybody opts out when they have the opt-out. Because they always feel like they can get more, and most of the time they're right. And you look at the seasons he's had here, you know, between the run in Arizona, between, you know, what he's done in Boston, just unbelievable player.
And he's 2 years ago.
Yeah, and he's 32. So this is your spot where you cash in again. You know, I think you take that opportunity, you do everything you can to cash in one more time. And from the Red Sox point of view, it's tough because there's been a lot of rumors about moving Mookie Betts. I don't know if that's the smartest thing to do.
Well, if he opts out, then that would be the end of that. Yeah, that would be the end of that.
What, if JD opts out, then no more
Mookie Betts movement. Yeah, then you would never hear about Betts being moved again. Yeah.
And I don't think you should.
I don't think they should trade him either way. This whole nonsense of this, like they say baseball doesn't have a salary cap, but they certainly treat that tax like it is a salary cap. That's what's happening.
Well, it's a pretty harsh tax, but what's the Red Sox lineup? I want everybody to remember a couple years ago, what Mookie Betts didn't do when David Ortiz was gone, and then realized that when JD came in, how good Betts was again, and everybody else in this lineup, that you need to have that guy in the middle that you fear, and JD is that guy. So I feel like the Red Sox can't afford to lose him almost, because that becomes a very difficult thing to replace.
Yeah, I don't think that they would re-sign him if he ended up opting out. I think he'd be gone and over to, I don't think he'd go to a National League team. I think he'd have to go to an American League
team. There's nobody out there you can replace. There's the other free agent market there does not have the kind of players that you can replace JD Martinez productivity.
Not really. And look, maybe Boston, maybe Joe, they're looking at it like, man, we're not as good as Tampa. We're not as good as the Yankees. You know, Chris Sale's coming off a serious injury. Maybe we got to take a step back. It could be. I mean, the Red Sox may reload. I mean, they may.
Sale would be an intriguing trade chip.
Nobody. Come on. He's untradeable right now. It's huge injury. What? Huge
injury. Untradeable. I don't know about untradeable. Pitching's bad, dude. And at least, look, this is the first injury. Where's Strasburg? How many injuries has Strasburg had?
Sale's going nowhere. I mean, he's hurt, man. He missed the season.
Strasburg's hurt every year, and someone's going to pay him.
It's not the same. Not the same.
I understand you're giving up capital. I get it. But if the Red Sox are eating part of the deal,
he's hurt right now. He missed the season.
I know.
Hurt at this moment, you're not.
I understand.
Not being dealt. Okay. A funny story I saw here. Just wanted to throw it out there. Bill Murray, one of my favorites, walked into the Atlanta airport. He's a man of the people. Goes over to a P.F. Chang's, Joe, and applies for a job. P.F. Chang tweets out last night, "You're hired." Is there anything left that Bill Murray hasn't done at this point?
No, I love Bill Murray. He's one of my favorites.
Have you ever met Bill Murray?
I haven't. I have not met Bill Murray. Have you? Does he go to your kid's school too?
He's at my school. I met him at a Marlins game.
Was he cool?
The Cubs went to Old Marlins Park, the Dolphin Stadium. It was back when the Cubs hadn't made the playoffs for like a billion years, and they were on the verge of clinching. They still did end up making the playoffs, but they got swept by the Marlins, unluckily enough. And I did meet him and spoke to him for about 2 minutes walking into the ballpark. Very unassuming guy, extremely nice, and as quirky as it gets. And there's like a Netflix show on all the things that Bill Murray has done. It's pretty funny as well.
Well, I'll tell you what. A couple of weeks ago, I was flipping around the channels on the Saturday afternoon, and Kingpin was on, and I had to watch, you know, the Bill Murray section there. And one of the more underrated, quirky, odd performances of Bill Murray's career in Kingpin, playing the bowling champion. But I actually like Lost in Translation too. I like serious Bill Murray too. I think he's a terrific actor. Does not get enough credit.
Yeah, no, it's kind of funny. B.F. Chang's.
B.F. Chang's, why not?
And finally, Joe, I'm headed to the pumpkin patch after school. Have you taken care of your Halloween needs yet?
Yes, we have all the pumpkin patch stuff done. I've got a Hermione Granger, the little one's Hermione Granger from Harry Potter, and the older one is Captain Marvel. I am going to dress up like Nick Fury because Sam Jackson's cool. So I want to be Nick Fury for Halloween. So I've already got the bald head. I got the eye patch. I'm going to shave the beard down to the goatee tomorrow. We're ready to go. It's going to be raining, apparently. And that was a big hubbub. Oh, no, it's going to rain for Halloween. What are we going to do? Should we take the kids to the mall? No, you take them out in the rain and you build some character and you go out trick or treating and maybe you don't have to be out there as long. You know.
And then next week you complain to me about how your kids got sick on Halloween night.
Oh, guess how? Yeah, whatever. What are your kids for Halloween? What's everyone dressing up like?
I think my son is a small fries, French fries, and I am the large fries.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. I like that. I like when the parents and the kids coordinate.
You know what the problem is that the costume is still sitting on the floor, not built yet.
Not built. Oh, you're building. Oh,
and I'm not going to do it.
So who's so what's he going to be? Okay.
My wife's got to build that thing, man.
When you say build, you bought it to build it, or it's like you're building it from scratch?
Bought it from like a outlet place, but you have to like put it together and there's instructions. And so my rule is that when there's instructions attached to something that I can't, that I, you know, that it's going to take half hour. No, the wife's got to do it. Like I'll buy it and I'll build it. But for Halloween night, no, I am not doing that. So I said in advance, look, you get whatever you want. I ain't building anything though for Halloween. That's it. So my wife bought it and she'll put it together and we'll be ready to go tomorrow night for Halloween.
Awesome. Hey, it's, you know what? I think it's good when the parents get involved in the costume though. Like when I like when the family goes to something or, you know,
I was whatever. Luigi last year
and he was Mario.
Yes.
Good.
I was Luigi. Yeah.
Wait, the small fry and the big fry, what's your daughter being, or she does not dressing up? She's too old for that.
Oh, she is definitely something, but I don't know offhand. That's really bad of me. I don't know.
This is because you don't spend enough time with your children, obviously.
No,
you're just watching too much football.
I just don't know.
Is she from Descendants? Is she one of those characters?
No.
Okay. She's a little old for that, right? She's 11,
I'll
think.
I'll tell you tomorrow. She's 13.
Oh, yeah. So 13, you're different.
I'll tell you tomorrow. I'll find out before tomorrow what she is. But all I see is the PayPal bill come over. That's it. And what is this? Oh, we bought a costume. Okay, fine. You know?
Okay. Yeah, I was never a huge Halloween kid. Like, I like you know what I was annoyed with? I was annoyed because I don't like candy, like sugar, like Smarties and crap like that. I don't like any of that stuff. I like the chocolate stuff. And my house was the house that gave out the premium bag that had like a Reese's peanut butter cup, a Crunch, a Hershey bar, all that stuff in the bag. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm going out there busting my ass and the best candy that I want to eat is at my house. So, you know. So all right. That happened.
You know, a rare Thursday night NFL Halloween type deal this week. You know, we haven't seen one of these in a while, and my kids don't have school Friday, so it'll be a late night for me. All right, so coming up next, we deal with a little exit velocity, and Joe's got this one for you on the New York Jets. So don't go away. Plenty more to come here on Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be right back with some exit velocity.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players.
Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
With the ball coming off the bat, we got 2 days left of this, probably, in terms of referring to baseball. We did exit velo in June and July and August, and it made a lot of sense, but we decided to keep rolling with it. Sean and Chris said, hey, exit velocity, great way to end the show. Even though it's baseball related, you could throw football in there. So I said, okay, I agreed with the guys, and here we are. Today's edition of Exit Velocity will be presented by my co-host, Joe Pisapia. Joe?
I feel the need.
Exit velocity.
Nice velocity.
Just when you think the Jets couldn't get any more Jets, they do something like yesterday. The trade deadline came and went, and what they did was not make any moves. Oh, no, no. What they did was alienate their two best players, arguably, being Le'Veon Bell and Jamal Adams. Jamal Adams, who actually went in and had a conversation with the GM and his agent and said, hey, look, I really want to be here. I want to be part of this team, all this stuff. And then what did the Jets do? They went behind his back and tried to deal him anyway to the Cowboys. Well, that failed. And now Jamal Adams is sitting there going, wow, I can't believe that happened to me. And yes, business of football is business of football. But at the same time, my goodness, the Jets, you're trying to build something here. And, the last thing you want to do is alienate the best players you've got in Le'Veon Bell and Jamal Adams. And I know they're the pieces everybody else might want or the only pieces anybody else wants, but you can't do that and win football games going forward and build a good culture. You just can't do it. Jets, same old Jets, same old story.
Well said from Joe. Jets probably have to make some big changes coming up again in the offseason. Thanks again to Sean Glossomachia for producing the show. For my co-host, Joe Pisapia, I'm Craig Mish. We'll be back tomorrow. College football preview. John Lobb will be with us, taking you into the NFL games and to Halloween night. We'll also recap Game 7 of the World Series. Have a great day, everybody. Full-time fantasy is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. See ya.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for High Earner, Not Rich Yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's
social casino. Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.